This is Jay Sekulow. Developments in Iran and the Sinai deepen Israel's worries about Egypt and a potential attack with Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Let there be no doubt, America is determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I will take no options off the table to achieve that goal.
You yourself said a few months ago that when all else fails, America will act. But these declarations have also not yet convinced the Iranians to stop their program. However forceful our statements, they have not convinced Iran that we are serious about stopping them. Right now, the Iranian regime believes that the international community does not have the will to stop its nuclear program. This must change, and it must change quickly.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If somebody tells you that he's going to exterminate you, believe him. And I add to that, believe him and stop him.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls about Israel, the Middle East, the Arab Spring, Egypt, and Iran. And we want to hear from you about how big of an issue this is for you, especially with this forthcoming election for President of the United States. If you want to talk to us on air, easy to do, 1-800-684-3110. Let me give you the latest, and that is this. Egypt's new president, that is Mohamed Morsi, of course, Muslim Brotherhood leadership president, government controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, has announced that he is headed to Iran next week, and at the same time, its military, Egypt's military, is deploying tanks in the Sinai Peninsula outside the parameters of the 33-year-old peace treaty with Israel. Also, concerns have grown as Egyptians from across, this is according to a lot of news accounts and people on the ground that we've talked to, that Egyptians from across the political spectrum are calling and demanding a review of the treaty with Israel, in particular restrictions on the Egypt's military presence in the Sinai. So you got tanks in the Sinai, Iran threatening military action. And what does all this mean? David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, also a JAG officer, Judge Advocate General of the United States Army, is with me in our media studio here. Than is in our offices in Washington, D.C. How serious, David, you've been to Israel, of course, you've been to the Middle East in combat. How serious is the situation right now?
The situation is grave. I mean, here we're looking at Israel facing threats from several fronts. You've got tanks in the Sinai in violation of peace treaties. You've got Hezbollah in Lebanon with thousands of missiles ready to fire. And with Iran threatening extermination. I mean, this is a grave threat to Israel's existence. And it really gives the lie to this idea that Israel is going to be able to implement some sort of peace process and trade land for peace.
Yeah, well, that makes that absurd. Also, a trip to Iran. What is the message that Egypt is sending to the world with the trip by the president of Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood president of Iran, to Egypt? We want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. I'm going to play for you some statements of the president and show you how absurd they are into the nature of the reality of what we're dealing with right now. But we do want to hear from you on this. We want your comments, your concerns. Should we be standing with Israel right now? How critical is this in the upcoming election for you? Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, I've got some pretty exciting news to report, and that the response to our petition drive in support of Israel is just shy of 100,000 signatures. We are at 95,759. So you go to aclj.org and sign that petition to take a stand for Israel right now so they can defend themselves. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, let's get to at least 97,000 by the end of today. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Now, well, here's the plan. The plan is Egypt is going to meet with Iran in the Non-Aligned Nations Conference. Egypt, of course, now controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, has also deployed tanks inside of Sinai in violation, apparently in violation of the treaty with Israel. There's also a call to renounce the treaty with Israel. And what is the United States' response? What's the administration's response? I'm going to play some sound on this in a moment. But, Than, you're there in Washington, D.C., and the president is, this diplomatic approach that he's been trying to do. He keeps saying it's working. In fact, let me play, before we get Than's comment, bite number six. This is the president of the United States from the State of the Union. Remember this one?
Look at Iran. Through the power of our diplomacy, a world that was once divided about how to deal with Iran's nuclear program now stands as one. The regime is more isolated than ever before. Its leaders are faced with crippling sanctions. And as long as they shirk their responsibilities, this pressure will not relent.
What is the president talking about, with due respect to the office of the president of the United States? The Middle East is a mess. You've got Iran not isolated. Egypt is going to meet with Iran. Israel's border is Egypt on one side. And it is now meeting the Egyptian government, controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, is meeting with Iran. Now, the president has gotten this completely wrong, folks, in my view. Nothing against the office of the presidency, and with all due respect, the policy and what is taking place is wrong. And frankly, David, it's dangerous.
It's incredibly dangerous. I mean, and one thing that he leaves out is that Iran, this entire time, while we've been supposedly isolating them, while we've been supposedly uniting the world against them, has been supplying our enemies and killing our soldiers in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq, and been doing so with no consequence. So why would Iran take anything that we say seriously about preventing them from developing a nuclear weapon?
Than, let me get your view on this in Washington. Jordan said yesterday that there, although the president and the Secretary of State's office are very weak on this issue of defending Israel, that the Congress, even Republicans and Democrats, pretty united that Israel has to defend itself.
Yeah, listen, here's the situation in D.C., Jay. I mean, congressionally, you've got nearly unanimous support for Israel. It's on both sides of the aisles. You have both sides of the aisle recognizing that Israel's really our only ally under there and how critical their partnership is. But, Jay, all we're getting is words from the president. I mean, here's where my big concern is. You hear decent words from the White House, but when it comes to those sanctions, he refused to crack down on them. He refuses to stand behind that ultimatum. And, Jay, you heard it in that open from Bibi Netanyahu. Israel doesn't know if we're going to be there for them if they act. That's a pretty sad state of affairs given our decades of relationship with them. So, Jay, the president might be saying the right thing, but Israel has no confidence that he's going to do the right thing.
Well, let me put it this way. Here's what the State Department asked a question by a reporter about Israel and taking action. Listen to number 26.
Has the U.S. made it very clear that if Israel would on its own decide to attack, that they would be on their own?
As we've said from all of our platforms, we are focused on combining diplomacy and pressure, trying to get Iran to be serious at the negotiating table, and we are in full consultations with the Israelis about the picture that we see, and we will continue to make those points clear.
Answer, they'll be on their own. I mean, that's what that answer is, because here's the reality of the situation. You know, all this talk, Iran is not coming to the table to negotiate. This is a radical Islamic regime that that called Israel this week a cancer that must be removed. So, folks, here's what we've got to do. We have to put pressure on this administration, and we have to let Israel know we're standing with them. Yesterday in the broadcast, you heard from Danny Danone, the deputy speaker of the Knesset. He said, Americans, we need your help. We need the support of the American people. Folks, if you have not signed on to this petition, standing with Israel is a biblical command in my view, and it also serves our geopolitical interests. You need to go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255 and take a stand with Israel. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online there. Critical to do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Listen to what the Ayatollah says. The big powers have dominated by the destiny of the Islamic countries for years and installed the Zionist cancerous tumor in the heart of the Islamic world. So what does that tell you that they want to do with Israel? Conquer and conquest. So that's what they're trying to do. So the question I ask you, our friends that are listening, almost 100,000 of you are standing with us. We could break 100,000 by tomorrow if you will take direct action right now by going to the website at ACLJ.org and get this petition out on social media too, folks. Like it so we can get it out on Facebook. So go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Fan, let's get some calls.
Yeah, a lot of calls coming in. A lot of folks want to talk about this. We're going to start with Bob calling from California on line two. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I have a question. And before I do, I just had some relatives and friends come back from Israel, our church, and they asked the people on Israel, what do you think of the Obama administration? And these are the people of Israel told our church members, we don't trust your president. We think he's a secret Muslim.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into the secret Muslim thing because I don't think he's a secret Muslim, okay? But your question, give me your question because, see, it's irrelevant what you think his religious beliefs are. He says he's a Christian. You take his word for it or you don't. You know what? Doesn't matter. We're judging actions here. We're lawyers. We deal with evidence. We're not talking about what they think or what they – here's what you need to think. Iran is trying to get a nuclear weapon, and David – we have got to be prepared for Israel's sake to back them up if, in fact, Israel decides that they've got to protect their interest.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what we're talking about, Iran has threatened, if Israel strikes its weapons facilities, Iran has threatened a regional war. And a regional war would result in a threat to global oil supplies. It would result in a massive threat of civilian casualties in Israel. And the idea that we could just stand aside and not support them and watch that happen, it's appalling. Just that very thought is appalling. We would have to step up.
Then what can we do also to get pressure up here? Because this is a pretty critical time. I mean, we're talking, this could be something that takes place before the election, and we're talking an election 7-8 weeks away. This action by Israel could take place in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, and actually the political calendar is something to pay attention to here. But I think to answer your first question, Jay, we've got to stand behind leaders like Majority Leader Eric Cantor. And then over in the Senate, you're talking about on the Democrat side, people like Joe Lieberman who are saying that we need to take a strong stand. But, Jay, the political calendar question that the caller asked, that's important because, listen, the Israelis may not have reason to trust the President of the United States, but they know that the American people stand with them. That's why we're doing this petition, because if this action happens while we're still in election season, I think the American people would be the key to putting pressure on President Obama, even if he doesn't personally believe it, Jay, to do the right thing. So that's why we're having to act now.
Well, let me read you something, folks, from a newspaper in Israel called Haaretz. Here's what they say. The main issues of the Muslim world right now, and this is according to the Supreme Ayatollah Khomeini, Here's what he says. The main issue in the Muslim world is faced with are the fate of Jerusalem and of, quote, oppressed Palestine. That's what he said, adding that Muslim nations must avoid inner conflict and stand united against Israel. Stand united against Israel. Now you've got Egypt meeting in Iran. Folks, you see how it's lining up here? This is serious stuff. This is a significant development. Iran backs Hezbollah and Hamas. That's the northern borders of Israel. That's the border with Egypt. And now you've got Iran saying, we have got to come together, put all of our differences aside, and fight against who? Who's the enemy here? The little Satan is Israel. The big Satan, of course, the United States. But folks, you've got to engage this issue because we got to get this White House to say they're going to back the Israelis, because this negotiation with Iran, as John Bolton said, and we're going to get that bite, as John Bolton said, these negotiations are meaningless. And the fact of the matter is we've got to fight back on this and fight back aggressively, and that's where you come in. Almost 100,000 of you have contacted us already. You go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can go to 1-877-989-2255 and sign that petition, 877-989-2255. Here's what Joe Lieberman had to say about the whole situation right now.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
Yeah, and John Bolton, by the way, also said that. So you got that. That's from a member of our United States Congress. Here's what John Bolton had to say about diplomacy.
I think it's certainly significant that Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Aiello made the statement that that the West should acknowledge that diplomacy has failed. He is saying nothing more than the truth. Diplomacy, by the way, didn't fail yesterday. It failed about 10 years ago.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your phone calls when we come back. Situation serious. Egypt meeting with Iran. Egypt deploying tanks into the desert, folks, in Sinai. This is serious violation of the treaty. The implications of this are going to be significant. We're our office in Jerusalem monitoring this as well. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, will be going over to our office in Jerusalem, working with our experts there. But folks, it's serious. We need you to be engaged on this issue. As we go to a break, you go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now, ACLJ.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've just crossed 96,000. Let's get to 97,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And sign up for the social media as well.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
We are the Joshua Generation.
It's a good friend, Ricky Skaggs, the appropriate song for this situation we find ourselves in on Israel's behalf. By the way, 96,027 of you have signed on to our petition online. Hundreds have called in as well. So we're going to, with we keep this pressure going, folks, we can get to our 100,000 by tomorrow, which would just be fantastic. As we, you know, we filed that brief in the Cross at Ground Zero. In fact, they had it on Fox News yesterday. 190,000 people. I don't know if we have that clip from Fox News yesterday from the 5. We may get it before the end of the broadcast here. We'll play that for you. 190,000 of you signed on to that brief. We're now approaching very close to 97,000 of you on this particular issue we're dealing with the United States, Israel, Iran, and Israel's ability to take preemptive action. Again, go to aclj.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to back Israel. The biblical commands are clear. The geopolitical situation very clear as well. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And, folks, I'm encouraging you to stand with us on this and stand with Israel. Very important that we do that. In fact, I got an email last night from Danny Danone's assistant. He's the deputy speaker of the Knesset. Danny Danone was on yesterday, saying that they will personally deliver to the prime minister's office, Benjamin Netanyahu, our petition with these signatures. So I would like to be able to tell Danny Danone that we've exceeded 100,000, so he walks in there with a big petition going to the Benjamin Netanyahu, which they will really appreciate. So, folks, this is a rare opportunity. I mean, how often do you get an opportunity to sign a petition that's going to go directly to the prime minister of the state of Israel? If you want to be part of this history, then you go to aclj.org or you call us at 877-989-2255 and you sign on to that right now. That's 877-989-2255. I'm going to take a call in a minute, but I want to play Michael Oren. This is the Israeli ambassador to the United States talking about the time frame, saying the window is closing.
The window is closing. We're dealing with this Iranian regime, which, in addition to its pledges to destroy us, is actually backing up its words with deeds. They've carried out terrorist attacks against Israeli targets across 5 continents, 25 countries, including right here in Washington, D.C., an attempt to, along with assassinating the Saudi ambassador, to blow up the Israeli embassy here.
Well, there you have it. I mean, the window is closing, folks, but the American people, you all are speaking out. As I said, we're getting very close to 97,000. I'm going to push us to get there by the end of today. All right, let's get some more calls in, Than.
Next up is Joseph calling from California on line 5. Joseph, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes. Hi. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I just called to let you know that Obama is obviously not America's friend, and that when
you mean not Israel's friend.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's the president of the United States. I'm not going to disrespect the office of the president, but he's certainly not being friends with Israel.
Well, right, exactly. And when he was first elected, he went to Egypt.
To Cairo.
Yeah, and he went to Turkey, and he went to...
Well, let me play for you what he said, and I think this started the whole ball game right here.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is... although, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
Okay, you know, a nation of citizens? I mean, let me tell you how absurd that statement is, okay? Nazi Germany was a nation of citizens. Now, it was a citizens with a diabolical regime, but that's a non-statement from the president of the United States. We are a country that has a Judeo-Christian foundation. And you go to an Arab country, which he did, a Muslim country, I shouldn't say Arab country, a Muslim country, denies our heritage, starts the Arab Spring, and now look what we've got. Egypt putting tanks in the Sinai, Egypt controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, meeting with Iran. I mean, David, you're a military guy. Can you imagine anything worse than what the president has set in motion here?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're looking at a situation as unstable as it was before the Six-Day War, before the Yom Kippur War. And we're dealing with a situation now where Iran's developing weapons that the Arab armies couldn't dream of having in 1967 and 1973. So it's astonishing the level of danger here. And then with the word of tanks coming back into the Sinai,
How militarily significant is that, David?
People don't understand how small Israel is. The Sinai Peninsula is large, and having that demilitarized creates a buffer zone.
Right.
When you put tanks in the Sinai, you eliminate the buffer zone. You make Israel fundamentally more vulnerable.
All right, folks, here's what we've got. Danny Danone, the deputy speaker of the Knesset staff, emailed me last night saying they will take this petition directly to the Prime Minister of Israel. You could sign a petition today, and it is going to be delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu, and you're going to tell Benjamin Netanyahu, I am going to stand with Israel, we want to bless Israel, we want to stand with Israel, and we understand the legalities. We've talked about that with Skip Ash from our staff, the legalities of preemptive action here on Israel's behalf. You can be part of that history, and I want to get to 100,000 people by the end of the week. We're at about 97,000 today. You go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or you call us right now. It's going to be delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Again, folks, take direct action. Going to the Prime Minister, 877-989-2255. Van, let's try to get another couple calls in.
Yeah, back to the phones. Let's go to Irene calling from New York on line four. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, we've got to say this. This is intentional by Obama, his anti-Israel for the last 4 years, to bring in the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy the tiny Jewish state. We've got to be clear about this and finally say something so we can...
Well, you've been listening to the program, Irene. This is not naive. I mean, people call up and say, oh, the president's so naive. He's not naive. Fan, this is an intentional policy decision of the Obama administration. This is what their policy is. They don't hide from it. They said they're working on these different fronts. This is their policy.
No question about it, Jay. He wants to defer to the international community on this. But listen, we have worked at the UN long enough to know what the international community will do on this. And the answer, Jay, is nothing. We can't take a wait-and-see approach because if we do, Iran will get that nuclear weapon. And then, Jay, it'll be too late for Israel. And frankly, in many ways, it'll be too late for us now. We can't wait and see. We have to engage now.
Well, folks, we want you to be part of this and take a stand with us here. It's easy to do, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Last question, David, for you. I want to follow up very quickly here. We're running out of time. The tanks in the desert in Sinai, and then the president of Egypt, Muslim Brotherhood leader, going to Iran in 15 seconds. What's the significance of this and what's the danger level?
It's eerily similar to what ran up to war in the past. Eerily similar. It was tanks in the Sinai that led to 1967 war. Tanks right along Israel's borders that led to the Yom Kippur War. It is very scary.
All right, folks, here's the situation. We had a gracious offer from the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danone, to personally take this petition with your name on it to the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. The Deputy Speaker of the Knesset is going to deliver it to the Prime Minister. This is where you come in, folks. You go to ACLJ.org and sign it right now, ACLJ.org, or you call and add your name, and we're going to stand with Israel. We're going to bless Israel, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. The petition is going to be personally delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu. So you sign on right now, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Sign now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.